everyone! It's Mr. Charlton here, and this is Audio Story 364. Now, the next story has been chosen by Jack and Jesse. Hello, Jack. Hello, Jesse. And they have asked for Steam Train, Dream Train. Are you ready? Okay, let's begin. Steam Train, Dream Train by Sherry Dusky Rinker. Through the darkness, clickety-clack, coming closer down the track. Hold your breath so you can hear, huffing, chuffing, drawing near. A whistle blares out in the night, a mighty engine, wondrous sight. The smokestack puffs, the big wheels grind, the trusty tenders close behind. Cling, clang, the bells ring out on top. Hissing steam, brake squeal, then stop. The driver signals to the crew. Each worker knows just what to do. Quick, before it gets too late, start to load up all the freight. Everything soon will be stowed, a train car matched to every load. The crew slides back the boxcar doors and tumbles in to start their chores. They whirl, twirl, cartwheel, jump. But cargo stowed without a bump. Things that rock and roll and spin are all juggled safely in. The freight is loaded as they play. They work and bounce the night away. Building blocks erect to sets, bikes and kites and model jets. The boxcar's made to safely haul almost anything at all. The hopper's top is open wide so cargo can be poured inside. The crew hops to it, one and all. They get to work and have a ball. Then with a bounce, a pounce, a leap, three boys jump in and fall asleep. Tankers lined up in a row are getting filled with pants to go. Tankers lined up in a row are getting filled with paints to go. Tankers lined up in a row are getting filled with lots to go. Purple, yellow, green and blue. A colour convoy coming through. The reefer car is snug and cold. Its chilly box can safely hold. Frozen treats for every stop, like a rolling ice cream shop. The train car's packed, the crew sits back and chills out with a midnight snack. 10 hard workers lend a hand to fill the gondolas with sand. Sand for castles, moats and more. Sand for tunnels, sand galore. Stacked up on the auto rack, 6 car races for a private track. Rainbow coloured flames and stripes, shiny engines, chromey pipes. The auto rack will gently keep these fast, fast cars all fast asleep. The well cars carry giant beasts, munching on enormous feasts. Brachiosaurus likes to view, while T-Rex gets a bone to chew. The flatbed cars are rolling back. The weary crew can rest their heads and settle in and tuck in tight. The work is finished for tonight. The red caboose is last in line. From the lookout, all looks fine. The freight and crew are tucked away. The next stop is another day. A hiss, a jolt, a shift and sway. Now the journey's underway. The train's departing car by car. The headlights fade into the stars. Puffing, chuffing, out of sight. Puffing, puffing, out of sight. Puffing, puffing, out of sight. Steam train, dream train. Shh, shh, shh. Good night. The end. Jack, Jesse, boys and girls. Now that is a fabulous story. No, boys and girls. The pictures and the illustrations in this story are fantastic. So if you like that story, I suggest that you get the book because you will see all the fabulous animals that I was trying to describe in the story. I will see you all again very, very soon on Mr. Charlton's Audio Stories. 3, 2, 1, bye, bye, bye.